But when you actually see a possibility of achieving certain things, maybe, and then you open up, how can I make it happen? And then eventually you make progress, and then you build momentum, and then eventually you achieve it, and you say, you know what, if I can achieve this goal, like walking far, and there's nothing else in life that can stop me from achieving my goals or being my best.
This is episode 2 of the Tony Robbins Impact Podcast. I'm today talking with Richard Pan, who, after seeing Tony's first event 13 years ago at UPW, he has since attended 3 more, and he's been to Fiji, and he's going to Date with Destiny this year. He has been completely obsessed with Tony's work and his strategies. A huge moment in his life of transformation was his first experience with the Firewalk, and yeah, he's since had massive goals in personal fitness and with his real estate investments, and he's had huge success, and a lot of that is from the things he learned at UPW and future Tony Robbins events. So enjoy. I'm really excited to talk to you today because you've been not just sort of recently exposed to Tony's seminars. You've spent, I guess, a bit over a decade being aware of his work, and also since your first seminar. So would you like to just tell me when you first went to one of Tony's events and what sort of impact it made on you?
Yeah, sure. Happy to share. As you mentioned, I've been exposed to Tony's work for about 13 years now. So I attended my very first Unleash the Power Within seminar in Sydney in year 2006. And I read his book, Unlimited Power. And I remember when I read about the Firewalk experiences, I thought, wow, that was super cool. I wish I could do it, in the future. And my first thought was people going to at least put some protective oils, and you just can't do that barefoot and that sort of stuff. And when I mentioned to that to my wife, she said, "It's no way. It's just impossible to do it." I came across this opportunity in Sydney, so I signed up, and then that was my first experience attending Tony's event, and we literally got blown away. Myself, my wife, we did the Firewalk together, and just really a number of things we learned even today have a huge impact. So number one is Tony was talking about when you set up a goal, you want to set up a goal that's, when you think about it, it's when you think about achieving that, you're gonna feel, you know, really on top of the world. So when you think about the goal, that can really motivate you. It's not something like, yeah, all right, I think if I achieve it, I'll be feeling okay. But something really inspiring, and sometimes even a little bit scary. Yeah. That's basically, you need to push yourself out of the comfort zone, really. And then secondly is use the concentration of power. So he's talking about once he actually, you want to achieve a result in a short period of time, you need to use everything you've got. You need to do research, learn, and model from the best in the industry, being, you know, proper investing, losing weight. It can be any topic. Find the best people are getting the result fast, and then copy or learn from them. And then that's basically just this principle along. Helped me to achieve a huge weight loss goal. So I lost about 20 kilos in about 6 weeks after the event, and without even going to the gym. So I changed my diet completely. I started to exercise, and it is all of a sudden I'm kind of different person. And I'm so driven to the goal. And then I achieved that goal in 6 weeks. So that was really, really amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So that was after the first event you went to.
Yes. And this is the thing. I think it's about 2 months after the event, I was invited back to have a short version of get together for those people attending the UPW. That's the Unleash the Power Within seminar. And for certain people achieve some great results and then just share with other people. And then I did. I said how I lose weight and how I set up my goals, how I follow Tony's ultimate success formula. And then as people, approached me and said, Richie, what you've done just really inspiring, inspired me to take more actions. The first time ever that things like this happen. That was really incredible experience.
That's incredible. So
thanks, mate.
You've taken some real solid sort of advice from not just the seminar, but the Firewalk. Maybe just talk about that for a minute, because a big part of this podcast is for people who are maybe going to his events.
Yep.
And when I signed up, I looked on the schedule and saw that I actually had no idea there was going to be a Firewalk, but I saw it. I saw it and I was like, oh, okay, I won't do that bit. I'll just skip that bit.
Yep.
But as you know, once you're in the room, there's no stop. There's no way you're not doing it. Can you talk to me about sort of, I know it was a long time ago, but what you touched on sort of what you felt before, like your wife saying, oh, you won't be doing that, or that seems impossible. Yep. Do you remember what you felt before and after doing the Firewalk?
Yeah, definitely. So as a matter of fact, I've done a Firewalk 3 times. So even if the first one was 13 years ago, and the most recent one was not last year, but the year before. So I sort of still have, and also because of such a powerful experiences, you will remember that for the rest of your life, even if you did that once. And for me, I do know this is kind of like a metaphor, where in life there's so many things that people initially think just impossible. But this is the thing: if you think doing something is impossible, why even try? So you basically it's just for you, you cannot achieve that, full stop, because why even try? If you know you cannot achieve it, why even try? But when you actually see a possibility of achieving certain things, maybe, and then you open up, how can I make it happen? And then eventually you make progress, and then you build momentum, and then eventually you achieve it, and you say, you know what, if I can achieve this goal, like walk on fire, and there's nothing else in life that can stop me from achieving my goals or being my best. So for me, I know it's a great way, for teaching, and also just to prove to myself. There's one thing initially I think is impossible, but when I actually did it, you know what? Let's apply the same principle to other aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the thinking process, I'm a believer of this. If I see other people do it, a few thousand people did it all together, I thought, you know what? As long as I was not the very first one walking on fire, as long as I can see other people did it in front of my eyes, I can do it.
You can see that. You can see the possibility.
Yeah, indeed. And that was, as you know, people all got pumped up. And you just one after another, you see the people celebrating like crazy. That was really a great environment. And you don't really think when you put yourself in a state, and you use one thing, you just remember, you walk straight, kumos, and before we knew it, it's kind of like, for me, the first time when I, my first step, I was kind of how come I didn't really feel the warmness? And you just keep the feel step, and all of a sudden you realize, done, you're ready, the other side of the path. And then that was really a crazy experience. And the next one, I just turned back and looking at my wife and cheering her up. And, we did it together. We celebrate a lot of hugs. Yeah, that was really incredible. So what I want to say to anyone who's listening is this, who will be doing or potentially doing the Unleash the Power Within this year or in the future, believe in yourself. People can do it. I've seen 9 years old kids doing that. So I've seen people in their 70s, they can do that. So just believe in yourself and give you the incredible gift of this experience called Firewalk.
That's a great way of putting it. One thing I find really interesting, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you was because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I went to Tony's event. I felt like on fire for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then things started to slow down and, you know, like I lost momentum or
mm-hmm.
It wore off, like his magic wore off. You've been to see him over a decade ago. You've not only made some huge changes in your life initially, but as you've told me, you're still making huge goals even today, 13 years later. And you've said that Tony's impact is kind of like an 8 or 9 out of 10 on your life. How has his work stayed so sort of vivid and present in your life for so long?
Okay, yep. So I think people need to recognize this. Even an individual as powerful as Tony Robbins, he's you're going to recognize the fact that you will be doing the work. So he's a great teacher, a great mentor. You can learn so much about him, so much from him, about literally anything. But at the end of the day, you as the human being need to actually take action. So you can get the greatest knowledge, but without taking action, you cannot achieve your goal. So I see him as a great mentor, as a teacher who actually be there holding my hand, but I still take myself as the responsibility to basically achieve my goal. And because of that, I don't sort of blame him of, you know what? I stopped smoking. I never smoked anyway. Just taking this example. Before the event, I smoked like a crazy. And then I quit smoking for 3 months or 6 months. And then, you know what? Something happened. And then I started to, you know, smoke again. And then come back, blame Tony for that. You didn't fix me properly. You know, it just didn't work like that. You're gonna recognize you have the power to achieve this. And you are responsible to achieve, not Tony Robbins, not any guru on this planet. And that's one thing. And secondly, Tony actually talked about it a lot. He's saying, when you're getting very close to achieve your goal, instantly you need to set up another goal. Can be in the same area. It can be in a completely different arena, but something you're actually really looking forward to it. Mm. So because of that, you keep set up goals, and then you kind of build up the muscle of set up goals and achieve them. And you just a habit, and you just move on to the next goal. Never, ever stop doing that, because otherwise you'll see, well, I've done that. Mm. And then, you know, you've heard all the stories and people, they after retirement, they sort of stop working for 1 or 2 years. They're getting very bored, and even the sad news that people actually passed away. Because mm-hmm. all of a sudden, the meaning of the life, the contributing, the helping other people do the great job, it's gone, no longer there, and they didn't set up another goal to give them the same level of fulfillment, and that's why people didn't last. So you need that's basically my take.
That's one of the biggest things I got out of his event was growth. Growth equals, progress. And progress means you're moving forward, and moving forward means, you know, you're excited about something. And yeah, just it's more about the mindset, isn't it? Having more of a growth mindset rather than I'm going to do this goal and that's it.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the, you know, six human needs and he's talking about. And also one thing I can totally relate to you, Cameron, is, for example, I got a 7 years old and 4 years old. And my older daughter, she will start school tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to it and to seeing a little one growing. And it's like, you know for sure this year, she will learn a lot. Schools and after schools, basically she will learn a lot after like 12 months period. But as an adult, a lot of times after we finish, you know, our educations, kind of, you know what, done, dusted, no more school.
Yeah, I've done my learning.
So yeah, exactly. So that's basically a difference. There are people, as you pointed out, really adopt these growth mentalities, and you know what, I just want to be 1% better this month.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about your current fitness goal, because I find that pretty incredible. Tell me about is it a half Ironman?
Yes. So what happened for me was, I want to mention a little bit more on that one. I don't really like running, honestly. But the last couple of years I started to, together with a few friends, because, you know, I'm pushing 40 at the time, and, you know, health, the energies, you know, it's basically, you can feel it. It's not as great as when you're in 20s. So I started running. I did a few half marathon initially, and I got a bit of injury, but I had a sad event happened. I got 2.5 ligament of my ankle broken by playing basketball. I just landed on someone's foot. And just two ligaments completely teared down, and there's 1.5 of them teared.
Oh no!
And that was, as I really affect my ability to work out, to do these activities. But you know what? I think it was about 12 months. Yeah, about 12 months later, getting a lot better. I started to run a little bit. Couldn't run as far as I used to be, and then. I was actually attending a seminar. So as I mentioned to you, Tony Robbins, the other mentors, I like to learn and grow. I attend a lot of seminars. And then at a seminar, the presenter is actually a student of Tony Robbins, Scott Harris, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and he challenged the people attending, say, you know what, you need to grow. You want to find fun things that you think about it, you know, scary and also exciting at the same time. And you still, in spite of fire, still take action. And then he challenged everyone to come up with something and then discuss with the partner. And then I'm thinking of doing a full distance marathon for a while before I turn 40. I'm turning 40 next month. And I thought, you know, that's going to be great. A box I can tick, running a full distance marathon. But with my injuries, and you're always a little bit concerned and stuff like that. But at that moment, I made a decision just to step up. Mm. And I sent a mask straight away. And I showed to my partner, just, you know, the things that Scott was talking about. I just signed up for a full decent marathon. And Tony also said, when you schedule it, it's real.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So I did that. I know I have no other way but to do it. So I'll get back to my plan and start following and then do the marathon. Matter of fact, it was actually the day 4 on the Unleash the Power Within last year. So I attended last year, the first 3 days.
Mm.
The fourth day, they went to run the full decent marathon. And then after that, I found a place to take a shower. I managed to get back to the event to attend the last day.
Wow, that's amazing. Is that Sydney 2018?
Yes, oh, in the Olympic Park. Yes, Olympic
Park. that's commitment.
Yeah, thanks for that. And I remember returning back. I tried to talk to the staff, hey guys, can you find me a chair, because I really have problems working stairs now.
I can't stand anymore. Yeah.
Yes. And then after that, I just basically applied the same principle. Now that was pretty cool things to do. And what else I can do in terms of my physical goals? And then I came across this, you know, Ironman concept. And then when I read about it, I did a little bit of research. I really love what they're saying, you know, do that once and you can brag it for the rest of your life.
Mm.
It was huge. And then I thought, okay, if I want to do a full decent Ironman, a good start is doing a half. So the half is still quite challenging. You got about 1.8 kilometers of swimming. You got 90 kilometers riding a bike. And then the last part is a 21.1 kilometers running. That's a half a marathon.
Wow.
So you put that all together. So again, I would think, oh, should I do it? Should I shouldn't? And then, you know what? I schedule it. So boom, I schedule it for November this year. So, and then I was hoping after I complete this one, next year. So normally it's happening in May in Port Macquarie. So I was hoping to finish my very first full distance next year.
Wow. Yeah. So look, just out of interest, looking back, let's say you 10 years ago, if I came up to you and told you that you were going to be achieving these things, well, let's look back before you first unleashed the power within.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have just seemed, when you talk about impossible with the firewalk, that must have just seemed so impossible and out of reach.
Totally agree. I mean, if you taught me about what I've got today and to my physical goals, and then, you know, so I think I mentioned to you, I'm a property investor myself, and throughout the journey, what I can achieve, I just what are you talking about? You're crazy.
It's amazing. And that's what I think Tony highlights as well, is taking the impossible and making it real.
Yep.
And it actually, it's interesting with some of the exercises at the event. I mean, I had these huge goals that I put off for years because I just thought they were too big. And once we went through those exercises, they seemed so easy and attainable. Yeah. And once you get that mindset right, it's all about momentum, I guess. But so the property investing, did that come from Tony's events as well?
I'm trying to think. It's kind of at the same time. At that time, I started my property investing journey. So this event and Unleash the Power Within, I did the first one in 2006. I attended my first property investing workshop in 2005, kind of a year earlier. But again, Tony often said people tend to overestimate what I can achieve in 12 months, but underestimate what can be achieved in a decade or two. So that's really what happened to me. So in terms of the property investing side of things as well. So I started with nothing, rent a place, entry-level job. I think from memory, I was getting paid about $32,000 a year at that time. And together with my wife, rent a place. We actually not rent a house or apartment. We rent a one room and share with other people that we don't really know. So that was how we got started. But we know we want to move financial. Move up financially. We need to make some, you know, sacrifices like saving for deposit and stuff like that. The mindset side of things is really, you know, I'm just thinking, you know what, I just need to be better, like 1% for this month, 1%, 1%, 1%. And when we're compounding all together, attending seminars, workbooks, apply the knowledge I've learned and really just go to the university agents and crunching the numbers and stuff like that. And so matter of fact, I will be have the privilege of share a lot of knowledge, what I've learned, very soon, in about 2 months' time, with a lot of people. And so it's kind of like an opportunity for me to coaching or mentor other people or the problem side of things. It's just quite amazing journey.
So once you took that sort of long-term look at things, saying
sort
of, because especially with property and the stock market, you're looking at 5 to 10 years before you sort of can see your returns coming in, which is too long for people. A lot of people want it in a year, I guess. So once you took that sort of big, long-term approach, that helped you there.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I think it's also getting to know the rule of the game, really. As you know, just not long ago, we have this biggest lotto winner, like $100 million. There's a lot of people, you know, they buy the lotto ticket and stuff like that. For me, the way of win, the odds of winning is really, really slim to none, really. And then, but still, a lot of people were happy to do that. And versus, if you spend money and invest yourself, the sure way you will get better. And when you get better as an investor or as an employee, as a business owner, that will be reflected in your result you're getting. You'll get a better, you'll get better deals, you'll get better, you perform better at work, or when you run your business, you can expand quicker and in a safer way. So I believe spending money, buying a lot of ticket, it's not going to giving a guaranteed return. But when I spend the same amount of money, put the money into my super, for example, or put money into my self-education, it's definitely a return.
For sure.
But the people thinking, you know what, I'm just going to win those $1 million, $2 million, $20 million, $100 million in one go, versus, you know, accumulate for years and maybe one or two decades. But matter of fact, if you think about it, most people retire at the age of 65. Even if you can achieve that at the age of 50, that was still a great, amazing result.
For sure.
So we're talking about Tony Robbins now, but another great mentor of me personally is Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad. He retired at the age of 47, so it's close to 50. Mm. So if you think about it, that's still a great goal. So that's why the point is know the rule of the game.
Mm.
And then if you're talking about financial game, yes, we do need to adopt a long-term view. So definitely we're not talking about 1 or 2 years. The Get Rich Quick scheme, it won't work.
Yeah.
So you need to, even if you apply the compound of interest, you need time to apply that.
Yeah.
But when you get better result, you shorten the period of time. So you got a higher return with a minimum risk, because you are a better investor, you are a better business owner, you're a better employee.
Yeah, but learning from those mistakes as well.
Sure, definitely.
Before I close up and ask my final question, you mentioned you've got the ability to teach some people coming up in the next couple of months. Maybe if you want to just share that information, where people can find out about that.
At the moment, it was, so as a matter of fact, I will be, it's kind of a company, they're operating in mainly in UK, but they're launching Australia operation about the property investing things. It hasn't been finalized yet, but we already have the date. And then they headhunted a few coaches, all great Australian-based property investors.
Hmm.
So at the moment, three of us, so we'll get ready. We're sort of now preparing for the launching at the moment. But the location hasn't been finalized.
Yet, okay, so, yeah. Is it a seminar or a workshop?
I believe that initially it's going to be a 3-day event. Mm. 3 days they will teach a little bit like basic property investings, and then all three of us will be sharing on stage and teaching a little bit information about how you can actually invest and grow your portfolios. So myself, just very briefly, I built my portfolio in Sydney, so I only invested in Sydney. And then the approach I personally adopt is slightly different. I'm interested in purchasing a multi-stream of income property, because in Sydney, the return is quite low, as most people know. So about 2.5% return, meaning you buy a property for $2 million, you rent it out for $1,000 a week.
Mm.
So if you buy a property for $1 million, you rent it out for $500. That's roughly about the return. But for me, long story short, I'm looking at property, maybe a house with a granny flat, maybe at the back, you can have two streams of income rather than one.
Mm.
And that can significantly increase your yield.
Yeah.
But you do need to know what you're looking for. That's basically how I mainly built my portfolio.
I see.
Mm.
Okay. So when some details come to light, I'll put them on the page as well.
Thanks for that.
My final question, it's a little bit of a confronting one for some people, but I'll ask it and then we'll say farewell. So
yeah.
If you had to leave the world and your loved ones one piece of advice for life, mm-hmm. or a quote,
yeah.
what would it be?
Okay, a very deep question. I think I would say, love yourself. I mean, as human being, a lot of time, we are very harsh on ourselves, and we it's and also number one is we're harsh on ourselves, which we shouldn't be doing that. And secondly is a lot of times we have a job that we don't really enjoy, but it's kind of like that's the way to pay a bill. But you forgot about all the dreams when you had when you were a lot younger with those aspirations. Definitely learn from Tony, and you can actually learn how to actually turn any dream into reality. But from that perspective, love yourself and then respect yourself. And because that way, people will love you, because people can sense the love. You spread it out and people want part of it. And if you can just do that, people will naturally attract you, and you will become very resourceful, because people love to be around with this type of people. And then regardless of your inspirations, you can be, you know, building great businesses, or, you know, being a teacher, just teaching the next generation Australians how to, you know, build a brilliant future. Mm. But regardless of your chosen field, I think people want to be close, want to be there with you, and that will open so many doors, make your job so much easier.
That's a really beautiful way to finish. Thanks for that. Love yourself, everyone. And that was Richard Pan. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Cameron.